flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Gerks and Royersford, we got a good crowd out here.
Nice little crowd.
We appreciate everyone coming out as we get set for the NFC Championship game. It's our rally in Royersford. 215-592-9494. Gut feeling on this football Friday, the biggest football Friday, Hugh, of the year. Hugh, your gut feeling is feeling really confident this morning?
I'm excited. Yeah, I'm excited. I am excited about this game, potentially what's going to happen Sunday. And the crowd is going to be bananas. Crowd's going to be bananas.
Well, they're going to be bananas no matter what. But I think the Eagles should play this at the Lincoln Center. Let's hear from Joe Witt, the Commanders defensive coordinator. Listen to this guy yesterday talking about wanting to come in here and wanting to deal with the crowd. Joe Witt yesterday in his press conference.
Let me tell you, I love playing. I love playing on the road. And I love playing here, too. But there's not a better feeling. And Detroit had a great crowd. But to walk out of that place and it's quiet. That's the best feeling in the world, to go into somebody else's house and it's quiet. So if it's at home, if it's on the road, it doesn't matter. We're going to get down the way we get down. But we don't care about that. You know, we go play wherever it's going to be played.
Joe? I ain't mad at him for saying that.
No, he's poking the bear, Hugh. He's poking the bear.
I don't look at it as poking the bear. I look at it as him believing in his unit and feeling that some kind of way. I don't have any problem with anything that he said, because basically this is what he's saying. He said he loves going into hostile environment and shutting the crowd up.
Yeah, and we're going to shut him up.
Yeah, I mean, that's not going to happen.
But he's poking the bear.
I like the bravado. I like the bravado. It's only true if it happens.
Yeah, I'd be careful what I wish for if I'm Joe Witt.
That's how you look at that.
Yeah, so,
is that right? You say, okay, Joe, is that right? I appreciate the fact that you feel the way that you feel. That don't mean it's going to work out in your favor.
I want the video of Joe Witt challenging Eagles fans on a loop at the link before kickoff on Sunday. All right, let's hear one more from him, because he didn't just say he likes playing on the road. He also made it clear that the Commanders plan on hitting Jalen and hitting him over and over again. Here's Joe Witt yesterday.
We've had a number of these guys that we've had to prepare for. And so the one thing is if he's going to run the ball and if the coordinator makes a decision for him to run the ball, we're going to treat him like a running back. And we're going to hit him that way, you know. So that's their decision. If they want to get him hit the way that he gets hit, if they don't, they'll keep him in the pocket. So, but that's what we're going to do.
Your reaction, Hugh?
Let me see if I say it right, because I haven't said it in a while. I hope your ass can write that check that your mouth just made. I hope your ass can cash that check. Because you ever heard that saying where writing checks, your mouth writing checks that your ass can't cash?
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what he's doing. He's talking about the physicality of this game and what he attempts to do. I hope your guys are ready to go. Because I can tell you that Coach No Neck, Coach Hurt, got his cats ready to go. You know, so yeah. I mean, I don't have a problem with his bravado. He wrote a check. Now let's see if your ass can cash it.
So two things hit me when he said it. One, I get it. I mean, any defensive coordinator is probably going to say that to their guys, right?
You know, and that's what he's supposed to say.
But here's the thing I think that is being missed here.
What's that?
Their quarterback runs more than Arch does.
Exactly.
So we're going to do the same thing to Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels is obviously a tremendous runner, and Jalen is a very effective runner. They both cause a lot of stress on the defense with their legs. But if Jalen Hurts takes off, he said they're going to hit him like a running back. Well, we should do the same thing. I mean,
that's going to happen, Joe. That's going to happen.
If you look at the two games against the Commanders we played this year, if there's one, you could point to a couple major differences, right? CJ, GJ going out of the second game was a major difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the other major difference was?
What's that?
In the first game, Daniels had a rib issue. He didn't have a rib issue in the second game.
Let's
give him another one. I mean, yeah. If he's going to run, put the helmet on him.
Yeah, we talked about that. We talked about how it might be a different game and how they might have to play him a little different. But even with all that being said, at the beginning of the game, and I know there's still a lot of football left to be played, it looked like we had them handled. Like we had them bottled up pretty good, and you know, it was what it was. I know that this game is going to be totally different because the stakes are higher, and they're playing with a lot more confidence now. They have a lot more bravado down there in Washington.
Yep.
And I like it. I like it because it's something that's going to be a huge factor every year moving forward. They're not going away. So let's just get that out of our heads right now. If you think that this is a one-off, probably not going to be a one-off. They're going to be a contender. They're going to be right there with us for the next couple seasons moving forward, in my opinion. Go ahead and put them into place, man. We are the better team going into this. Not saying that it's not a chance that they could win this game, but if we go out and play the way that we know we're capable of playing, no, they're not going to win this game.
215-592-9494. Let's hear Sirianni's response to what Joe Witt said yesterday.
Washington defensive coordinator was talking about defending mobile quarterbacks, including Jalen. And said, if you guys are going to run them, they're going to hit them like a running back, and it's up to you guys to protect them. Have you found this year that teams go after Jalen when he runs? And when you hear something like that, does it impact how you're going to run them?
No, I mean, guys are going to every team is going to try to tackle Jalen like a running back. I mean, he's running with the football; they'll try to tackle him. We already are ultimately cautious with how we use them and how we think about each play. Because we know how important it is to have him out there. But I wouldn't expect anything else. Jalen knows how to take care of himself. And we know how to kind of help him do that as well as far as the way the scheme goes.
All right, so I expect nothing less out of Sirianni. Then we should do the same thing to Daniels. He's going to run, hit him like a running back. 215-592-9494. All right, confidence level. Scale of 1 to 10. Hugh Douglas, 10 being no doubt.
1 9.
You're at a 9. All right, Kyle, where are you at this morning?
I'll say 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was at a 7, but I just saw something. I'm bumping it up to 8. Did you guys see who the honorary captain is for Sunday
who
at the link?
Who is Donk?
Nope.
Who?
Last time we had a NFC championship game where the quarterback played a huge role.
Randall?
No.
Nick NFC Foles?
Title game. Nick Foles is the honorary captain on Sunday.
Oh, no, I was trying to guess who the honorary captain was.
Yeah, it's Nick Foles. I'm bumping up to 8.
I was a quarterback, yeah.
No, but I said that an NFC title game where the quarterback played a huge role. That wasn't Randall. That was Nick Foles.
I didn't let you finish it.
No, didn't let me finish. You jumped the gun. It's all right. 215-592-9494. Nick Foles, honorary captain on Sunday. Let's go to Chris. M in Virginia. What's up, M?
Go Birds.
Go Birds. And what's up, buddy?
Hey, look, I'm 100% confident in Sunday. No trepidation. What I call for is, let me try to use a big word. I have a conundrum.
Okay. That conundrum. Right? That's a big old word.
I like that. We get smarter on the midday show. So what's your conundrum?
Hey, look. I'm workshopping it. Okay, so remember I told you yesterday I got this everyday a different jersey thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So next Thursday is 11 days until the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a Batman jersey. You have a Carson.
Mm.
What do I do? That answers my question right there.
Yeah, what do you mean? What's the problem?
Hold on a second. I think there's a big problem. I think it depends, Em, on who we're playing in the Super Bowl. We're playing Buffalo. I think you could wear the Carson jersey. If we're playing the Chiefs, he's on the Chiefs, Em. You can't wear it.
Well,
he's
okay,
a chief.
So look, let me break this down even more. So we had Carson when Jalen switched over to number one. You know, I did the old graffiti thing and took one of the ones off, yes. Covered it up with tape, changed the name to Hurts and all that. But it's still 11 wins. I'm trying to figure out, did I wear it or no? I don't care if he plays for Kansas City. He's not going to smell the football field.
I know, but it's a weird thing. Hugh, what do you think? Should he wear it?
Well, you mean the wear 11 Carson Wentz jersey?
Well, so he's been wearing a jersey Thursday. Every day for the countdown, like 15 days away, 11 days.
Next Wednesday, I'm wearing Cunningham.
Yep.
We win Sunday, I'm wearing Zach Ertz jersey Monday for these Washington fans.
Okay, that's good because we'll have beaten them. That's fine. I don't know. Chiefs, though.
I don't see where the complication lies.
He's wearing a jersey.
How do you not see where the complication lies?
Listen,
he's on the Chiefs now.
I still don't see the controversy. Is he starting?
He'll get a gun.
What if the quarterback gets hurt?
No, see, you make
he
it
could
like,
play
like
in the
see,
game.
No, with all due respect, you're making a big deal out of nothing
but
as
he,
far
but,
as I'm concerned. It's a jersey. And Carson Wentz played here.
But
what's
now he's a Chief.
So?
I'm just workshopping.
Do you wear Randall Cunningham? Did you say you wore a Randall Cunningham jersey?
No, I'm wearing it next Wednesday.
No, but didn't Randall play for the other team? So he played for the Cowboys.
But not in the game that we're about to play the team in the Super Bowl.
First of all, that you're worried about something that ain't even cast in stone yet. They ain't even played. Bills and the Chiefs ain't playing.
I know.
Yet.
I said to him if they were playing.
Yeah,
the Chiefs.
It's still no biggie. He ain't gonna be a factor in that game even if we play him.
I mean, but he's one injury away from being the quarterback. I don't know. That's a weird one. M, it's a tough one.
I'm sorry. I am not that superstitious. You Joe, you can handle that.
It's not
I don't
even superstitious. It's just, Kyle, where do you come down on this?
I feel like the Wentz is a no-no. I mean, just buy an A.J. Brown jersey.
I mean, I guess that is the simple, very simple
or,
workaround.
Like most people do, cover it up and put right as
that'll work.
In A.J. Brown. If you feel that way about it, I don't.
I mean, but I'm kind of with you. Like, jinxes aren't real. We can grow up.
No, I don't even think it's not a jinx. It's just bizarre.
Well,
like,
it's a superstitious thing.
Yeah, I mean, you're wearing a jersey of a
guy
on the other team.
I mean, let me help you out a little bit. I'm help you workshop a little bit since you're workshopping. Oh, my gosh. I don't want to wear Carson Wentz's jersey because he plays for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah,
and I feel some kind of way about it. Does that help you out a little bit?
I'll help everybody else out here.
I don't give a shit.
He asked the question. I gave an answer. Wearing the jersey of a guy on the other team before the Super Bowl.
No, he plays for the Chiefs.
Doesn't make any sense.
It's bad mojo. Really?
It doesn't make any sense. He asked the question, I wouldn't wear it.
And it's never mind. I'm going to go ahead and keep that one to myself because I don't want to be too controversial this morning.
Too
controversial.
Yeah, a little bit, not too much. Let's go to Chris in Devon. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys.
What's
appreciate
up,
you taking the call. I ask you to indulge me a few minutes here. I'm going to start by reminding everybody that how everything in history repeats, okay? Mm-hmm. Financial markets, if you're a good investor, you know that if things come back, it repeats. World history repeats, and in sports it repeats. So let's go back to the 2014 Seattle Seahawks, which nobody—I don't think anybody's talked about over the past couple of days. Legion of Doom, and there have been a couple of articles in the Inquirer about this, but it's pretty cool. And I'll say this:
so, Chris, before you go on, I actually think it's the 13 team we should look to—the one that won the Super Bowl.
Not it was a 13, but it was a 2000. It was a Super Bowl was played in 2000.
Oh, sure. So the Seahawks. I just want to make sure everyone's on the same page because I like the comparison you're making. So it's the one the Seahawks won January into February 14, but the 2013 Seahawks. Go ahead.
Exactly, and they beat the Denver Broncos and Peyton Manning like something 42-8, something like that, something ridiculous. And I just wonder, and in that year, it was their defense and particularly their secondary that shut everything down, okay, which is the analogy that we have. It repeats. The other thing is that the last three games, the three playoff games that they played, I think, Wilson threw like 40 or 68 times, never threw for more than 200 yards. And who did they have in the back? Marshawn Lynch, who is not Saquon. He was great, but he wasn't Saquon. And I think that's what you're going to find here. That's what you're going to find in the Super Bowl, too. I am 100% confident about the Commodores. We're not going to have a problem there. And I think it's going to be a game, no doubt, a game. But the real thing is we're going to win the game, but we're going to blow it out in the Super Bowl. So
I love
those
that.
Are my predictions.
Chris, can I give you can I add one more little thing to the whole analogy? Because I actually think this Eagles team is, you're right, very reminiscent of that Seahawks team. Even if you go look at Jalen's numbers this year, very similar to Russell in 2013. Chris, the other thing that's interesting is they won the title game at home against a division opponent. They played the 49ers at home to get to the Super Bowl, and at the time they had probably the most, high-profile mobile quarterback in the league, and that was Colin Kaepernick. It's kind of reminiscent of what Daniels is doing right now. It's a very interesting comparison because I think the two teams are almost identical, especially those passing numbers you mentioned.
And one other thing that I want everybody to think about, you know, we don't, everybody talks about, oh, you need Jalen. We don't need Jalen. We need Jalen. And I think I was at that. I was in row 14 on the 50-yard line when he fumbled that ball in that Super Bowl. Okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that etched something in his mind like never before. I mean, it just, he will not turn over the ball because he knows how costly that is. And that defines him. I think that fumble in that Super Bowl was a defining moment for his life. And you just have to remember, we don't need him to win this game. We need everybody. Saquon's going to win it, and the secondary's going to win it. So I think everybody just needs to calm down and get over it and think about the facts, okay? Sitting there yelling, screaming on the phone here and doing all that, that's going to get us a win. A win is the fact. And the fact is history repeats, and everybody's going to be really excited about, you know, where we are come March. So we're all going to be, again, we're all going to be depressed. We're going to be really depressed in March because we're not going to have the Eagles to cheer on. And the Sixers by then will be just like a lost cause.
Yeah, so, well, they're a lost cause now, Chris. But, yeah, they'll probably be fully a lost cause. Chris, good phone call. I mean, I think his comparison is spot on. They do remind me of that Russell Wilson Seahawks team. And, Hugh, that title game, I believe that was the one they won where remember Richard Sherman knocks the ball away from Crabtree, and then mm-hmm. he does the whole, like, wrestling promo with the Aaron Andrews. Remember that? He called Crabtree sorry. Remember that whole thing? He stood there on the sideline.
I think I recall it. Yeah, I vaguely recall it.
That's kind of when Richard Sherman became.
Richard Sherman?
Yeah, because obviously he was a great player, but he became bigger than that. Let's go to Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Hugh, Joe, Kyle, what's up?
Terrence, what's up, buddy?
Destiny! Man, we are for Destiny. And I feel like they're going to shoot Jalen up. Man, Jalen's going to be on some. They ain't going to be no gummies, but they're going to shoot Jalen up. You know, recall when Mahomes got hurt last year, everybody was wondering why this guy was. They had to carry him off the field.
That's
and they were wondering why this guy was running 30 yards on the scramble. You know why? Because they shot him up. Jalen's going to be ready for this game come hell or high water. Jalen Hurts is going to be ready for this game. And if they want to hit Jalen Hurts, who got a better chance of making out this game off of hard shots? Our quarterback or are they scrawny-ass quarterbacks? Because if his bony-ass gets hit and we keep hitting him and knock him off the game, I don't think he's going to be able to come back in the game or continue to play in this game. I feel like our defense is going to dominate this game. I don't know, man. This call, man, I wasn't going to try to get emotional, but this playoff run is kind of special to me because the last time they made it to the Super Bowl, and they won a Super Bowl. I wasn't all there mentally, bro. My brother just passed away like 2 years before that, and I wasn't there mentally, man. So they won a Super Bowl, and I didn't even go to the parade because my mom wasn't there mentally. I watched the game. I called my family. You know, I went outside. You know what I mean? I even cried a little bit when they won. But I didn't go to the parade because I wasn't there mentally. So this, if they could finish this job, man, this would mean so much to me, man, mentally, because I'll be able to go to the damn parade. I'll be able to be on down Broad Street, walking with everybody, and the Philadelphia Eagles, man. This Sunday, man, we're going to kick their ass. It's not going to be easy. Nothing's easy in the playoffs. It's not going to be easy, but I predict a 10-point win. I feel like that's comfortable enough to get the job done, and I feel like our offense is going to wake up. You know why? Because we have to wake up. We have to run the ball. We have to get touchdowns. And we're going to do that this Sunday, man. So if everybody got any doubt in their mind, man, we're at the link. And we're going to bust their ass. Let's go. E-N-G-L-E-S-E-G-O.
Terrence, appreciate you, buddy. Yes. Oh, I mean, everything he said there. I mean, yeah, we're this close now. I mean, that – and, Hugh, that's – I mean, you experienced this. When you're this close, it's got to feel like just – we're so close to something special. I expect them to play their best football on
Sunday.
Yeah,
that's why I'm not worried, because the hay's in the barn. Like, everything that you've done led you to this moment. This is a team of destiny. So there's no need to be nervous. Not today. I think, you know, you have butterflies and stuff on Sunday when the game's about to start. But as far as everything else concerned, if you go out there, and this is why I'm not nervous, because if you've done everything you could do to prepare for this moment, then just let the moment be. Because you've put in the work. Now, when you're not, when you're nervous, in my opinion, it's because you're afraid of somebody, or you didn't put in the work. It's either one or two things. Either you're afraid of the opponent that's they're better than you, or you didn't put in the work to be prepared for this moment. And I feel like they have.
Well, look, I don't expect them to be nervous. I don't want them to be nervous. But I get why people have butterflies on Friday. I mean, this is it's the biggest game of the season. It's a championship game.
Yeah, this is it. This is for all the marbles.
Yeah.
Now, to be honest, we were just sitting here. Like, to me, I look at it like I don't see next week until we take care of business Sunday. You know, because everything, like, to be honest, everything is up in the air. But I feel confident in you know, preparing for Louisiana next week.
You packing anything yet?
I ain't packed yet because I don't know how I want to dress. It's going to probably be some variation of shorts and a hoodie. But, you know, I'm going to keep it light. Probably one pair of J's, you know, because I don't feel like carrying, you know.
Yeah,
and all that stuff,
you know,
on the
plane. It's not like a 10-day
yeah,
trip.
And then, you know, maybe some other stuff. You know, that's going to be that we're going to have to take on this trip.
Well, this is up to the Eagles. They win this game, then we can start packing.
Yeah, we can start packing.
215-592-9494. We're live today at McGurk's in Royersford. Our first time at this location. This place is amazing. Come on out. It's one of their new locations. And it's our Fight for February rally in Royersford. Come on out, and let's talk here. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls all show long. Gut feeling for Sunday. Eagles win close, Eagles win big, or deep down are you scared? I mean, Kyle has admitted that. It takes a big person to admit being scared. It's all right. I'm going back and forth here. Yeah, so where are you this hour? Confident, scared?
I'm starting to feel a little more confident. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Throwing up is crazy.
Well, I mean, he said he was throwing up at the beginning of the show. I mean, sometimes it happens on a football Friday. 215-592-9494. When we get back, your calls and I have a hypothetical I want to throw out there. Let's see how confident you really are about the team and really this offense. We'll hit that next. Your calls, Midday Show, live at McGurk's and Royersford on Sports Radio 94 WIP. There's nothing like the NFL playoffs. It's one big game after another. You know what? Big games deserve bigger payouts. That's why FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving all customers a same-game parlay profit boost every game day during the NFL playoffs. It doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account. You'll score a bigger payout if your same-game parlay hits. We're going to hit you with our big parlay later in the show, but I do like the idea in this one of the over in the game, and I do like a touchdown out of Jalen Hurts. So don't just watch from the sidelines. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get in on the action. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get a same-game parlay profit boost every game during the NFL playoffs. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
No shortcuts, Hugh.
No easy way out, Joe.
Let's do this. NFC title game Sunday.
So exciting.
I can't wait. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Joe. We're live today at McGurk's in Royersford, the new location. It is the fight for February, the rally in Royersford. And how about this? Look at this, Hugh. We just found this out.
What's that?
We have these sweatshirts to give away here.
That just broke out of nowhere.
You know what? We need more of those today. And speaking of Eagles chants, so we have these, you see these new sweatshirts we have?
Yes.
WIP sweatshirts, Jeffrey greater than Josh, with our owners here this weekend in the game. We're going to give these sweatshirts away as we go throughout the afternoon and the day. So we're going to have someone here. So if you're on your way, come on out. If you're here, we're going to have someone here come up with us, Hugh, 12 o'clock hour, beginning of the hour, and do an Eagles chant on the air. And we're going to give away a sweatshirt. So we're excited. We got a lot going on, Hugh Douglas here. And we have a game, and we got gut feelings. Hugh, yours? Gut feeling.
I'm good. I'm excited.
No nerves, Douglas, over here.
I'm not nervous. I'm not nervous today. But then again, you know, I had a gummy last night.
Well, that might be it. Yeah, I didn't. I'm a bundle of nerves. Look, my gut feeling is the Eagles are going to win this football game.
Baby.
Did you? My gut feeling is the Eagles are going to win. We're hosting a George Halas Trophy on Sunday evening. But I do have nerves. I got the game day nerves. Where are you at? 215-592-9494. All right, before we go back to the phone lines here, we'll get everyone's phone calls up. Hugh, I got a hypothetical for you.
What you got, hypothetical?
All right, so we've done variations of this over the week, but I want to simplify this very simple. I want to get, because I think by asking the question, I'll know what you're feeling, okay? Mm-hmm. 2 minutes to go. The game is on the line. Who do you want on the field? And I'll make it very simple. It's one play to win the game.
One play to win the game.
One play to win the NFC Championship. And you have a choice of the ball in the hands of the Eagles offense, Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, and I'll even let you have it to where it's a reasonable distance to run the football. Okay, so Saquon's part of this. Or the defense is on the field and they have to stop Jaden Daniels. One play to go to the Super Bowl. Which side of the ball do you want on the field for the Eagles?
One play?
One play to go to the Super Bowl. One play. You want the offense on the field or you want the defense on the field?
Calm down, y'all. This is my choice. I don't need to be influenced.
The crowd is trying to influence you, Douglas.
The crowd over there yelling and screaming. I'm trying to think of the scenario that you're talking about. Calm down, bro. I'm trying to think. You bother me when I'm thinking. I'm gonna say offense, and the reason why, because like I said, I feel like this is probably gonna be a heart palpitation game, and I go back and think about when Saquon Barkley, because somebody told me this was their favorite moment when he was running down the field. Slapping his helmet when he busts one for 60 yards.
Oh, I love that. Yep.
Yeah, I think that's one of those moments that can live in infamy, man. So I would say even though in that moment I'm nervous because of, you know, the history. And, you know, anything can happen. But it could be like that with the defense as well. I'm going to say offense, the Saquon Barkley. Yes.
All right, Hugh's putting the hands and the ball of the offense. One play to go to the Super Bowl. Kyle, one play to get to New Orleans. What side of the ball you want on the field?
I'm totally disappointed because Hugh and I yesterday were riding the D, and now all of a sudden Hugh's
the way,
just
it's
completely
the way you
flip-flopped.
Said, it's the way you said it.
I don't know.
You got a whole restaurant to pause. Say pause.
I'm not flip-flopping. Joe, the way Joe presented it, I just see
well,
that.
I made it harder today.
Yeah, I just see that as the moment that would be the one where everybody's going crazy. You know, I look at it more so as the fans are going crazy.
All right, well, for the second game in a second day in a row, I'm riding the D. I mean, I'm just picturing a moment in my head where the crowd is going ballistic, really loud. They're throwing the Commanders off their game on offense, and Jalen Carter makes a huge play, man. It's the number one defense in football, and they're at home. Ride the D, Hugh. Come on.
All right, let me break the tie because you guys are driving me crazy. Hugh, I'm with you, and let me tell you why. I'm with you for a couple reasons.
Why is that?
Number one, we have the best offensive line in the NFL, okay?
Yes.
I want to put them on the field because I think they'll pave the way for whatever play call we run. Number two, we have Saquon Barkley having one of the greatest seasons in the history of the National Football
League.
And
it just only seems right that that's how it would play out.
Yes. And number three, you know, when they've had to make a play a lot of times this year, they've made a play. And let me give you two games where they didn't make the play, but they should have made the play. Atlanta, right? Kellen Moore draws up the play. Saquon drops it, but the play is there. You go to the last Washington game, Devontae drops it, but the play is there. I feel like in a gotta-have-it moment, they'll make a play. And here's what I would rather avoid. Hugh, that kid on the other side, that quarterback, has six game-winning drives, including one against the Eagles this year.
Mm-hmm.
If I have my choice, I want him on the sidelines, and I'll take my chance with Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, and this offensive line.
That's why I'm with you with that.
I'd rather Daniels on the sideline, and I'll put the offense out there and say, go win the football game. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on that one play to get to the Super Bowl? You want the Eagles offense on the field or their defense on the field against Jaden Daniels? Gut feeling, what do you got? Jerry in Douglasville's up. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
What up,
Jerry,
buddy?
What's up, buddy?
Not too much. Thanks for taking J-Dog's call. You guys are at McGurk in Royersford?
Yes, we are at McGurk's in Royersford. It's our rally in Royersford, Jerry.
Okay, yeah, it's real close to where I'm at.
J-Dog, he's J-Dog.
No one calls him that.
Is that a sports bar? Or?
It is, yes.
What's your J-Dog, asking all these
J-Dog, come on down to McGurk's with us.
I know, if I would have known you were there, I would have been there. I'll have to check it out there for sure.
Oh, absolutely. It's great food, great atmosphere. We got a bar full of people. Jerry, what's your gut feeling tell you?
So, yeah, I have a couple different things I think that need to happen. First of all, it was coming down to the last play. I think that push-tush, man, has to win it, man. Win it all, I think, for the play. That's, like, the greatest play for the Eagles, I think, offensively. But I think a couple things. I think the stats that everybody's pointing out, you know, it's all wonderful, but I think that the stats mean nothing. This game here is... You know, it's the playoffs. I mean, it's going to be a war. I think that Jaden Daniels is going to try to win the game. It's going to be all him. Like you said, Hugh, I think that Vaughn has to spy. I think you have to put him on spy there. I think you have to attack, but I think it has to be a calculated attack. I think you have to keep him up in the pocket and you know, not let him get outside. I think it's got to be calculated attack, you know, on the blitzes. And a couple other things, I think that a key piece that needs to be implemented would be Covey. I think Covey, his only job needs to be to come back to Jalen Hurts as a comeback receiver. That when he gets in trouble, he's an outlet player. That should be his only job to help Jalen in this situation.
Britton Covey?
And he did that. What's that?
I like how we drawn up.
Well, we haven't talked about him in so long. I forgot.
He just hasn't
been part of things for a while.
If you look at him, some of these games that he was in, when he was a receiver, he had some key catches to keep the drives going, to keep Jalen from getting killed. He can be your Edelman. He can be a piece. And if I'm Kellen Moore, and if you're listening to Kellen Moore, the other thing that has to happen in this game is you need to take piece stuff out of. It has to be a 1-2-3 as far as getting the ball out of Jalen's hands. I mean, you need to, you know.
Well, that's for sure. Jerry, I totally agree on that.
Been trying to be that all year, though, man.
Well, here's what we can't do. So we always talk positively and glowingly about Jalen not taking not having turnovers.
Can't take no sacks.
But sacks are negative plays. Like, we took 7 sacks last week. That can't happen again. I wasn't ready for the Britton Covey stuff.
I like the fact that most of our callers come with notes and they workshop different plays and schemes schematically how they want this game to play out. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah. Can I be totally honest on the Covey thing?
Be honest.
I don't want the game coming down to Britton Covey making the catch.
Me neither.
But
you got to appreciate the thought process of the caller and the fan, because they're trying to figure out different ways to the aha moment. That's what that is, the aha play.
Yeah, we're pulling out all the stops.
Yeah, pull out the aha plays.
Yeah, I don't need any aha plays. Nah, I just need to win the football game. Yeah, let's go to Jameel in Frankfurt. What's up, Jameel?
How they want to do.
Jameel, what's up, pal?
Yo, long time no talk, but Joe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down on the Jaden Daniels talk, okay? Calm down.
I mean, he is the quarterback on the other side of the game this week. Calm
down, Joe. He's a rookie. Everybody ain't got tape on him. You know how this league go. Right sure. Now, he's a hot commodity because there's no tape. The only team that got enough tape on him to see it is us.
That's a big thing. This is our third time seeing him. That's a big – I agree with you, advantage, Fangio. But hold on. Before you go on, what he is in 2 years is irrelevant. Like, we got to stop him on
years,
Sunday.
Joe. I'm not worried about 2 years, Joe. I'm worried about Sunday. Two times we've seen this dude. Both games, we had it in hand. Our loss in the second game came down to injuries, not his prolific play.
Ah, Jameel. I mean, yes and no. I mean, 4th and 11 in Washington,
He threw a laser. Now he threw one on the rope.
Jalen Carter had him, and he just juked him out of his shoes. I mean,
I'm not going to take away from the fact that he has a laser arm. He did throw a laser, and he did hit a nice little juke. Here's the thing, though. That's one play over the body of the game. Here's what you got to look at, and I'm not even trying to take a whole lot of time. Hugh, you'll like this. Number one defense in the NFL versus the number seven offense. The number eight offense in the NFL versus the number 13 defense. I'm taking 8-1 over 7-13 all day. Why? Because defense wins championships.
Well, it does. But we also need to score some points. Is our quarterback going to play well, Jameel?
Listen, here's the difference between us and every other team in the NFL right now. We can have Jalen hand off 50 times and we'll still win.
Oh boy.
We got to run in.
Why are we reducing our quarterback to just handing the ball off the whole game?
I'm not reducing him to just handing the ball off. He has two of the best receivers in the NFL.
Agreed. I want to see him make some plays.
I want him to throw the ball, but I also want him to throw the ball in the right situations. Agreed. I want him to go downfield after we had them inch up because the run is killing them all freaking game. Then we explode. I want him to throw out the Dallas Goedert on the outlet passes so that he doesn't get sacked. I want him to be able to have that outlet available to him. But if it comes down to it on Sunday in the NFC Championship game, man, strap the horse up and pull the buggy. Let's get to New Orleans.
Let's do it, Jameel. Jameel, good phone call. I mean, I like that. I mean, you said this earlier in the week. I think you actually used that number. Like, screw it. Run the ball 50 times. I'm fine with that. But we also need to throw the football effectively, too.
No, you need to throw to keep them honest.
Yeah,
you don't want to get into a one-dimensional game, and they're going to do that.
Yeah, we've done this thing where we just continue reducing how important we think Jalen Hurts is. He's important still. I mean,
I don't mean you.
I mean, like, in general, every time he doesn't play well, we like take it to the next degree. Like, well, whatever, as long as he just hands the ball up. No, he's going to have to make some plays.
No, he's going to have to make some plays now. I mean, I'm not. Hey, whatever, throw the ball, hand the ball off. But no, he's going to have to make some plays. No question about that.
Yeah, and that's, to me, that's the difference between the Eagles being in a very, very tight game in the fourth quarter. Or, like, if you tell me right now, because our last caller mentioned he's tired of the Jaden Daniels talk. Let me give you some Jalen Hurts talk. If Jalen Hurts plays great on Sunday, we'll blow the doors off this team. I mean, I don't even think it's a game. If Jalen Hurts plays great, we will win this game by 17 points. But I don't know if he's going to play that way. My gut is he's probably not. Hugh, the passing game has been all off.
No, I mean, right? I get where you're coming from. Like, I pick up what you're putting down.
It's like we have the advantages everywhere. If we just get a really good Jalen game, like go back to the Steeler game. It wasn't that long ago. He plays like that. But this thing will be a rout.
Yeah, I pick up what you're putting down. That makes sense. Makes a lot of sense.
Well, we'll see if he's capable. I mean, he has the obviously the knee issue, and just the pass game has been off for a while. Let's go to Gino in the Northeast. What's up, Gino?
What's going on, guys? How you doing today? All right?
Hey, Gino. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, I'm feeling very, very confident. But at the same time, I'm feeling very annoyed because this Commander's fan base and these guys, they're very chirpy, and it's really starting to annoy me because, like, they've been a dumpster fire organization for 20 years. You won a couple games, and now they're acting like they're the dynasty Patriots. I mean, let's pump the brakes a little bit. I mean, Jaden Daniels, he's a very, very good quarterback, but he beat a bad, bad Lions defense last week. The Lions defense was destroyed by injuries. I mean, I think we can all agree to that, right?
Yeah, they were. You can make a case it was maybe more impressive what he did the week before when he went to Tampa and beat Bowles and the Bucks. Yeah, I mean,
he's good.
He's really good. But I agree. I mean, the Commanders fans chirping. I mean, they sound ridiculous. They've done nothing for 30 years.
But I think you can also make a case that the week before came against Tampa. I mean, if Baker doesn't fumble, the Bucks probably win the game. I mean, the Commanders fans are acting like they blew Tampa Bay out, like they've just been blowing everybody out. I mean, that's not the case.
No, they blew out the Lions last week.
They did.
Yeah.
But also, the other thing that really is starting to annoy me is every week it's the same Jalen narrative. And listen, I get it. You know, is he putting up monster stats? No. But, you know, Josh Allen didn't put up monster stats last week. And listen, I know he's not as good as Josh Allen. I understand that. But it's like Jalen never gets credit for the stuff that he does do. You know, he had a 45-yard touchdown run to start the game.
And they needed that to win the game. Yeah, that was a huge
play.
So, Gino, I think I understand what you're saying. So for me, if he's not going to make a lot of big plays, and obviously there haven't been many in the past game, I just the sacks bother me. Like he can't take seven sacks on Sunday in a safety like that. If he cleans that up and just makes positive plays, we're fine.
I agree with you, Joe. That's the one thing that the one thing that does annoy me with him is he took a couple sacks last week that definitely weren't on the offensive line. They were on him. That he held the ball way too long. I would say more were on him than were on the offensive line.
Oh, totally. No, there's Gino, good phone call. That's the one thing, Hugh. Like when we talk about negative plays, people usually just say turnovers, but sacks are negative plays. And I know not everyone is his fault, right? If someone flies through and hits him before he has a chance to see it, and that happens. But I think we looked at it the other day, how long he held the ball on the seven sacks last week. Most of them he's holding the ball too long.
Yeah, you gotta let the ball go. Yeah. And you don't wanna do anything that's gonna make this matchup even harder than it's already gonna be. You wanna play smart football. And playing smart is letting the ball go in time. You know, we've heard all week long about how Jalen Hurts has not let the football go in time and how Coach Saban tried to, you know, coach into him, you know, not running as much and throwing the football on time. He needs to do all of that. He needs to invoke the ghost of Coach Saban to help him not take sacks this weekend. Because that right there, like if the game goes where Jalen makes mistakes, stuff like that, that's what's going to get you agita. That's what's going to make you feel sick to the stomach and stuff like that. Because you're going to feel like, you know, if that happens, that you're giving the Commanders life. Basically.
Yeah, and every time there's a sack, it makes it harder on Saquon, right?
Yeah.
Like Saquon's so good that he could take a second and seven and go for a first down. But if it's second and 20, right, like it's just harder to get first downs on that. Like you're asking too much out of the run game.
Much.
Let's go to Cunningham in North Philly. What's up, Cunningham?
Hey, what's up, man? Good morning, man. How y'all doing today?
Good morning, pal. What's up? What are you feeling this morning?
I'm all right, man. I'm feeling good. One point I wanted to make about Jalen, man, is that Jalen nemesis is Patty Mahomes, man. That's who we worried about, man. If Patty make it to the Super Bowl because he beat him in the bowl. That's all we worry about. JD5 is good, but we ain't worried about him. And the other point I wanted to make is that the game changer of this game, I think Jalen's going to do his thing. We ain't got to worry about him, but it's going to be Jalen Carter and that mismatch right there. And he's a ball hog, man. You could tell, like, that time when he tried to go under when the quarterback tried to spike the ball and he tried to go under to get the ball, I never even seen the play even think about doing that. He's a ball hog, he's determined, and he's going to be the game changer. You can mark my words on that. But Jalen going to do what we need to do to get to the Super Bowl, and if Patty the Mahomes make it, he going to redeem himself. That's what I'm thinking, man.
Well, I like that. And I mean, Carter's a Cunningham. He's great. I mean, he keeps getting better and better and better.
And it's a mismatch. And it's a mismatch. And it's a mismatch, man. And he a ball hog. He's determined, man. Like, that he's going to be the game changer, man. He's going to be the game changer. But Jalen going to do everything that he need to do on offense to get us where we need to be. And watch where we end up at, man. And watch when he shake that hand, man. He's going to be pointing at all the naysayers, man. So we ready to go, man. And I appreciate y'all. Thanks for the Eagles talk. But we on to the Super Bowl, man. And this a good year for us, man. 2025, we're going to start this thing off right.
Love it, Cunningham. Good phone call. I mean, Hugh, he mentioned Jalen Carter there. If you were to make a list of the best players in this game, Saquon?
Most of them would be on the Eagles.
I agree. I would say if you do a list of 10, probably 6 or 7 would be Eagles, right?
Yes.
But if you do it like at the top, the first, you think Saquon first. Jaden Daniels is obviously near the top the way he's playing. But then Jalen Carter's right there. That's how good he is right now.
Yeah. He's a difference maker, Joe. He's a guy that you look at, and a lot of people feel like this week in particular, he could be a game wrecker. You know, with their guard being hurt and, you know, the quarterback being the big catalyst for what makes them successful, he could be a game wrecker this weekend.
Well, if you go back to the play that when the Eagles beat the Commanders in November, they had a 4th-and-2. And it was pretty makeable field goal range. The score was 12-10 to Eagles, so the Commanders could have tried to go up 13-12.
Mm-hmm.
And they went for the fourth down because they go for fourth downs. I mean, that's what we're going to see on Sunday. And Carter blew that play up. I think it was they ran to the right, and eventually Daniels got there, and Bond, I think, pushed him out of bounds. But the first pressure came from Jalen Carter right up the middle.
Let's game go. Wrecker.
He is a game wrecker, and he just gets better, and he plays every snap. He's been incredible. Joe on the cell is up next. What's up, Joe?
Oh, my God. I'm so frustrated listening to Kyle. Kyle, never say you're riding the D around a bunch of dudes again, please.
You know what?
Never
Shut up.
And here's something else, Kyle. If you're afraid, here's a quote from The Godfather. You can act like a man.
You hear that, Kyle?
I got a message for the defensive coordinator, Joe Nitwit. Tough talk from a wide receiver from Auburn with zero snaps in the NFL. Sit down. And here's my final message I want to send to Jalen Carter. I want you to taste the flesh of Jaden Daniels in your teeth and then tweet out what it tastes like. Go Bird.
Good phone call, Joe. He came right after Kyle.
Wait a minute.
He said, yeah,
wait a minute. And Kyle started the music hella late. He upped the phone.
Well, I don't know if he was, I don't know if he had a whole thing in him.
So I'm trying to get him to keep going. I mean, he's the one that stopped.
No, he had bullet points. That's all. He came in with a few things to say.
He got mad because Kyle said he was riding the D.
I'm still riding the D. I'm not moving off that.
The reaction, it's different being live when you so say childish. That. You so see the people's faces. Yeah. Tony and Fox Chase. What's up, Tony?
Happy Friday, road to victory.
Happy Friday, Tony. Tony, what's up, pal? What are you feeling?
I'm feeling very good. I'm feeling confident, and I'm going to tell you why. Here's some quotes that make me feel like we're going to the Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts, no excuses in, no excuses out. Barkley, we are one of the best offensive line and running teams, however it looks and whatever it takes. Jordan Mailata, I just want to apologize, but I couldn't give a flying sorry. I don't give a rat's with anyone outside this building. It's not going to help us win a championship. We got this.
Tony, I agree.
All right.
That's
well, I didn't know if he had anything else.
Anything else left to say? That was
Tony, well, he said we got it. Yeah, I love that Mailata line. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit. All right, so here's what we got coming up in the next couple hours of the show. We will get to, as we do every Friday, Hugh, we'll get to guess the takes for championship weekend, a same-game parlay for this game. We got to talk about Saquon and how the Commanders are going to try to defend him. No one's really been able to do it this season. But the way they might try to defend him, and that's a good thing for the Philadelphia Eagles. In the next hour as well, Nick Sirianni's going to speak. So Elliott just posted that the practice for the Eagles is going to start at 12:40 today. Sirianni is set to speak at around 12:10. We will carry that live for you. And, Hugh, there's going to be some very interesting questions and answers with this Sirianni press conference because Dallas Goedert and Cam Jurgens did not practice yesterday. How serious are those injuries? Will they practice today? Now, Sirianni was kind of I thought he was intentionally vague yesterday because I believe he said yesterday they'll both be out there and then they didn't practice.
But they were probably out there, probably taking mental reps.
Yeah, well, okay, that's fine. But when you say someone's out there, you kind of give off the idea they're going to practice.
Yeah, but because it's a little gamesman.
Yeah. But they have to put an injury report out.
Got to put some mental reps.
And we found out they didn't practice. Will they practice today? Hugh, quickly. Who's more important, Jurgens or Goddard Sunday? Like, if one was going to be out, you can only choose one to be in.
One to be out, I would rather have Goddard.
In?
I would rather have Goddard out.
Oh, me too. I'd rather have Goddard out.
Yeah, I'd rather have Cam in.
I agree with you.
They're both going to play, though. But, yeah, if you had to make me choose between the two, I'd rather have Goddard out.
Yeah, we've seen the Eagles this year.
He ain't been out there all year.
Yeah, well, I mean, Goddard goes in and out, and their offense tends to still be pretty much the same. We really haven't seen them without Jurgens, and that has a ripple effect on the O-line. So, hopefully, good news today on Cam Jurgens. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Sirianni coming up. We got sweatshirts to give away. Jeffrey, greater than Josh. We got a lot to do. Come on out. We're at McGurk's and Royers for their new location. It is the fight for February rally in Royersford. Midday show, Sirianni's press for coming up, and all your calls, gut feeling on this huge football Friday right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The action is heating up this playoff season at ESPN Bet Sportsbook. You can bet overs and unders and the point spread or player props like passing or rushing yards. New ESPN Bet Sportsbook customers get $10 to get $100 in bonus bets and unlock 30 days of ESPN Plus. Download the app and sign up with promo code RADIO100 to get started today. Odds and lines subject to change. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
No shortcuts, you.
No easy way out, Joe.
Let's do this. NFC title game Sunday.
So exciting.
I can't wait. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Joe. We're live today at McGurk's in Royersford, the new location. It is the fight for February, the rally in Royersford. And how about this? Look at this, Hugh. We just found this out.
What's that?
We have these sweatshirts to give away here.
That just broke out of nowhere.
You know what? We need more of those today. And speaking of Eagles chants, so we have these, you see these new sweatshirts we have?
Yes.
WIP sweatshirts, Jeffrey greater than Josh with our owners here this weekend in the game. We're going to give these sweatshirts away as we go throughout the afternoon and the day. So we're going to have someone here. So if you're on your way, come on out. If you're here, we're going to have someone here come up with us, Hugh, 12 o'clock hour, beginning of the hour, and do an Eagles chant on the air. And we're going to give away a sweatshirt. So we're excited. We got a lot going on, Hugh Douglas here. And we have a game, and we got gut feelings. Hugh, yours, gut feeling.
I'm good. I'm excited.
No nerves, Douglas, over here.
No, I'm not nervous. I'm not nervous today. But then again, you know, I had a gummy last night. So that might be it.
Yeah. I'm a bundle of nerves. Look, my gut feeling is Eagles are going to win this football game.
Baby.
Did you? My gut feeling is the Eagles are going to win. We're hosting a George Halas Trophy on Sunday evening. But I do have nerves. I got the game day nerves. Where are you at? 215-592-9494. All right, before we go back to the phone lines here, we'll get everyone's phone calls up. Hugh, I got a hypothetical for you.
What you got, hypothetical?
All right, so we've done variations of this over the week, but I want to simplify this very simple. I want to get, because I think by asking the question, I'll know what you're feeling, okay? Mm-hmm. 2 minutes to go. The game is on the line. Who do you want on the field? And I'll make it very simple. There's one play to win the game.
One play to win the game.
One play to win the NFC Championship. And you have a choice of the ball in the hands of the Eagles offense, Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, and I'll even let you have it to where it's a reasonable distance to run the football, okay? So Saquon's part of this. Or the defense is on the field and they have to stop Jaden Daniels. One play to go to the Super Bowl. Which side of the ball do you want on the field for the Eagles?
One play?
One play to go to the Super Bowl. One play. You want the offense on the field or you want the defense on the field?
Calm down, y'all. This is my choice. I don't need to be influenced.
The crowd is trying to influence you, Douglas. The crowd over there yelling and screaming.
I'm trying to think of the scenario that you're talking about. Calm down, bro. I'm trying to think. You bother me when I'm thinking. I'm gonna say offense. And the reason why, because like I said, I feel like this is probably gonna be a heart palpitation game. And I go back and think about when Saquon Barkley, because somebody told me this was their favorite moment when he was running down the field, slapping his helmet when he busts one for 60 yards.
Oh, I love that. Yep.
Yeah, I think that's one of those moments that can live in infamy, man. So I would say even though in that moment I'm nervous because of, you know, the history. And, you know, anything can happen. But it could be like that with the defense as well. I'm going to say offense to Saquon Barkley. Yes.
All right. Hugh's putting the hands and the ball of the offense. One play to go to the Super Bowl. Kyle, one play to get to New Orleans. What side of the ball you want on the field?
I'm totally disappointed because Hugh and I yesterday were riding the D, and now all of a sudden Hugh's
just completely flip-flopped. It's the way you said it.
I don't know.
You got a whole restaurant to pause. Say pause.
I'm not flip-flopping. Joe, the way Joe presented it, I just see
I made it harder today.
Yeah, I just see that as the moment that would be the one where everybody's going crazy. You know, I look at it more so as the fans are going crazy.
All right, well, for the second game in a second day in a row, I'm riding the D. I mean, I'm just picturing a moment in my head where the crowd is going ballistic, really loud. They're throwing the Commanders off their game on offense, and Jalen Carter makes a huge play, man. It's the number one defense in football, and they're at home. Ride the D, Hugh. Come on.
All right, let me break the tie because you guys are driving me crazy. Hugh, I'm with you, and let me tell you why. I'm with you for a couple reasons. Number one, we have the best offensive line in the NFL, okay?
Yes.
I want to put them on the field because I think they'll pave the way for whatever play call we run. Number two, we have Saquon Barkley having one of the greatest seasons in the history of the National Football
League. And it just only seems right that that's how it would play out.
Yes. And number three, you know, when they've had to make a play a lot of times this year, they've made a play. And let me give you two games where they didn't make the play, but they should have made the play. Atlanta, right? Kellen Moore draws up the play. Saquon drops it, but the play is there. You go to the last Washington game, Devontae drops it, but the play is there. I feel like in a gotta-have-it moment, they'll make a play. And here's what I would rather avoid. Hugh, that kid on the other side, that quarterback, has six game-winning drives, including one against the Eagles this year.
Mm-hmm.
If I have my choice, I want him on the sidelines, and I'll take my chance with Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, and this offensive line.
Yeah, that's why I'm with you with that.
I'd rather Daniels on the sideline, and I'll put the offense out there and say, go win the football game. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on that one play to get to the Super Bowl? You want the Eagles' offense on the field or their defense on the field against Jaden Daniels? Gut feeling, what do you got? Jerry in Douglasville's up. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
What up,
Jerry, what's up, buddy?
Not too much. Thanks for taking J-Dog's call. You guys are at McGurk in Royersford?
Yes, we are at McGurk's in Royersford. It's our rally in Royersford, Jerry.
Okay, yeah, it's real close to where I'm at.
J-Dog, he's J-Dog.
No one calls him that.
Is that a sports bar? Or?
It is, yes.
What's your J-Dog? Asking all these
J-Dog,
questions.
Come on down to McGurk's with us.
I know. If I would have known you were there, I would have been there. I'll have to check it out there for sure.
Oh, absolutely. It's a great. It's great food, great atmosphere. We got a bar full of people. Jerry, what's your gut feeling tell you?
So, yeah, I have a couple of different things I think that need to happen. First of all, it was coming down to the last play. I think that push-tush, man, has to win it, man. Win it all, I think, for the play. That's, like, the greatest play for the Eagles, I think, offensively. But I think a couple of things. I think the stats that everybody's pointing out, you know, it's all wonderful, but I think that the stats mean nothing. This game here is... You know, it's the playoffs. I mean, you know, it's going to be a war. I think that Jaden Daniels is going to try to win the game. It's going to be all him. Like you said, Hugh, I think that Vaughn has to spy. I think you have to put him on spy there. I think you have to attack, but I think it has to be a calculated attack. I think you have to keep him up in the pocket and you know, not let him get outside. I think it's got to be calculated attack, you know, on the blitzes. And a couple other things, I think that a key piece that needs to be implemented would be Covey. I think Covey, his only job needs to be to come back to Jalen Hurts as a comeback receiver. That when he gets in trouble, he's an outlet player. That should be his only job to help Jalen in this situation.
Britton Covey?
And he did that. What's that?
I like how we drawn up.
Well, like, we haven't talked about him in so long. I forgot.
He
hasn't been part of things for a while.
If you look at him, some of these games that he was in, when he was a receiver, he had some key catches to keep the drives going, to keep Jalen from getting killed. He can be your Edelman. He can be a piece. And if I'm Kellen Moore, and if you're listening to Kellen Moore, the other thing that has to happen in this game is you need to take piece of stuff out of it has to be a 1-2-3 as far as getting the ball out of Jalen's hands. I mean,
that's for sure. Jerry, I totally agree on that.
Been trying to be that all year, though.
Well, here's what we can't do. So we always talk positively and glowingly about Jalen not taking
having
turnovers.
Can't take no sacks.
But sacks are negative plays. Like, we took 7 sacks last week. That can't happen again. I wasn't ready for the Britton Covey stuff.
I like two things. I like the fact that most of our callers come with notes, and they workshop different plays and schemes schematically how they want this game to play out. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah. Can I be totally honest on the Covey thing?
Be honest.
I don't want the game coming down to Britton Covey making a catch.
Me neither.
Like,
You got to appreciate the thought process of the caller and the fan, because they're trying to figure out different ways to the aha moment. That's what that is, the aha play.
Yeah, pulling out all the stops.
Yeah, pull out the aha plays.
Yeah, I don't need any aha plays. I just need to win the football game. Yeah, let's go to Jameel in Frankfurt. What's up, Jameel?
How they want to you.
Jameel, what's up, pal?
Yo, long time no talk, but Joe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down on the Jaden Daniels talk, okay? Calm down.
I mean, he is the quarterback on the other side of the game this week.
Calm down, Joe. He's a rookie. Everybody ain't got tape on him. You know how this league go. Right now, he's a hot commodity because there's no tape. The only team that got
Jameel,
enough tape on him
Jameel,
to see it is
yeah,
us.
Well, that's a big thing. This is our third time seeing him. That's a big – I agree with you, advantage, Fangio. But hold on. Before you go on, what he is in 2 years is irrelevant. Like, we got to stop him on
years,
Sunday.
Joe. I'm not worried about 2 years, Joe. I'm worried about Sunday. Two times we've seen this dude. Both games, we had it in hand. Our loss in the second game came down to injuries, not his prolific play.
Ah, Jameel. I mean, yes and no. I mean, 4th and 11 in Washington.
He threw a laser now. He threw one on the rope.
He totally – Jalen Carter had him, and he just juked him out of his shoes. I mean,
I'm not going to take away from the fact that he has a laser arm. He did throw a laser, and he did hit a nice little juke. Here's the thing, though. That's one play over the body of the game. Here's what you got to look at, and I'm not even trying to take a whole lot of time. Hugh, you'll like this. Number one defense in the NFL versus the number seven offense. The number eight offense in the NFL versus the number 13 defense. I'm taking 8-1 over 7-13 all day. Why? Because defense wins championships.
Well, it does. I mean, we also need to score some points. Is our quarterback going to play well, Jameel?
Listen, here's the difference between us and every other team in the NFL right now. We can have Jalen hand off 50 times and we'll still win.
Oh boy.
We got to run in.
Why are we reducing our quarterback to just handing the ball off the whole game?
I'm not reducing him to just handing the ball off. He has two of the best receivers in the NFL.
Agreed. I want to see him make some plays.
I want him to throw the ball, but I also want him to throw the ball in the right situations. Agreed. I want him to go downfield after we had them inch up because the run is killing them all freaking game. And then we explode. I want him to throw out the Dallas Goedert on the outlet passes so that he doesn't get sacked. I want him to be able to have that outlet available to him. But if it comes down to it on Sunday in the NFC Championship game, man, strap the horse up and pull the buggy. Let's get to New Orleans.
Let's do it, Jameel. Jameel, good phone call. I mean, I like that. I mean, you said this earlier in the week. I think actually you used that number. Like, screw it. Run the ball 50 times. I'm fine with that. But we also need to throw the football effectively, too.
No, you need to throw to keep them honest.
Yeah,
you don't want to get into a one-dimensional game, and they're going to do that.
Yeah, we've done this thing where we just continue reducing how important we think Jalen Hurts is. He's important still. I mean,
I don't mean you.
I mean, in general, every time he doesn't play well, we take it to the next degree. Like, well, whatever, as long as he just hands the ball up. No, he's going to have to make some plays.
No, he's going to have to make some plays now. I mean, I'm not. Hey, whatever, hand the ball off. But no, he's going to have to make some plays. No question about that.
Yeah, and that's... To me, that's the difference between the Eagles being in a very, very tight game in the fourth quarter, or like if you tell me right now, because our last caller mentioned he's tired of the Jaden Daniels talk. Let me give you some Jalen Hurts talk. If Jalen Hurts plays great on Sunday, we'll blow the doors off this team. I mean, I don't even think it's a game. If Jalen Hurts plays great, we will win this game by 17 points. But I don't know if he's going to play that way. My gut is he's probably not. Hugh, the passing game has been all off.
No, I mean, right? I get where you're coming from. Like, I pick up what you're putting down.
It's like we have the advantages everywhere. If we just get a really good Jalen game, like go back to the Steeler game. It wasn't that long ago. He plays like that. But this thing will be a rout.
Yeah, I pick up what you're putting down. That makes sense. Makes a lot of sense.
We'll see if he's capable. I mean, he has obviously the knee issue, and just the pass game has been off for a while. Let's go to Gino in the Northeast. What's up, Gino?
What's going on, guys? How you doing today? All right?
Hey, Gino. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, I'm feeling very, very confident. But at the same time, I'm feeling very annoyed because this Commander's fan base and these guys, they're very chirpy, and it's really starting to annoy me because, like, they've been a dumpster fire organization for 20 years. You won a couple games, and now they're acting like they're the dynasty Patriots. I mean, let's pump the brakes a little bit. I mean, Jaden Daniels, he's a very, very good quarterback, but he beat a bad, bad Lions defense last week. The Lions defense was destroyed by injuries. I mean, I think we can all agree to that, right?
Yeah, they were. I actually, you can make a case it was maybe more impressive what he did the week before when he went to Tampa and beat Bowles and the Bucks. Yeah, I mean,
he's good.
He's really good. But I agree. I mean, the Commanders fans chirping. I mean, they sound ridiculous. They've done nothing for 30 years.
But I think you can also make a case that the week before, even against Tampa, I mean, if Baker doesn't fumble, the Bucks probably win the game. I mean, the Commanders fans are acting like they blew Tampa Bay out, like they've just been blowing everybody out. I mean, that's not the case at all.
No, they blew out the Lions last week. They did.
Yeah. But also, the other thing that really is starting to annoy me is every week it's the same Jalen narrative. And listen, I get it. You know, is he putting up monster stats? No. But, you know, Josh Allen didn't put up monster stats last week. And listen, I know he's not as good as Josh Allen. I understand that. But it's like Jalen never gets credit for the stuff that he does do. You know, he had a 45-yard touchdown run to start the game.
And they needed that to win the game. Yeah, that was a huge
exactly.
So, Gino, I think – I understand what you're saying. So for me, if he's not going to make a lot of big plays, and obviously there haven't been many in the past game, I just the sacks bother me. Like, I he can't take seven sacks on Sunday in a safety. Like, that, if he cleans that up and just makes positive plays, we're fine.
I agree with you, Joe. That's the one thing that the one thing that does annoy me with him is he's taken – he took a couple sacks last week that definitely weren't on the offensive line. They were on him. That he held the ball way too long. I would say more were on him than were on the offensive line.
Oh, totally. No, there's a – Gino, good phone call. That's the one thing, Hugh, like – when we talk about negative plays, people usually just say turnovers. But sacks are negative plays. And I know not everyone is his fault, right? If someone flies through and hits him before he has a chance to see it, I mean, that happens. But I think we looked at it the other day, how long he held the ball on the seven sacks last week. Most of them, he's holding the ball too long.
Yeah, you gotta let the ball go. Yeah. And you don't wanna do anything that's gonna make this matchup even harder than it's already gonna be. You wanna play smart football. And playing smart is letting the ball go in time. You know, we've heard all week long about how Jalen Hurts has not let the football go in time and how Coach Saban tried to, you know, coach into him, you know, not running as much and throwing the football on time. He needs to do all of that. He needs to invoke the ghost of Coach Saban to help him not take sacks this weekend. Because that right there, like if the game goes where Jalen makes mistakes, stuff like that, that's what's going to get you agita. That's what's going to make you feel sick to the stomach and stuff like that. Because you're going to feel like, you know, if that happens, that you're giving the Commanders life, basically.
Yeah, and every time there's a sack, it makes it harder on Saquon, right?
Yeah.
Like Saquon's so good that he could take a second and seven and go for a first down. But if it's second and 20, right, like that's it's just harder to get first downs on that. Like you're asking too much out of the run game.
Much.
Let's go to Cunningham in North Philly. What's up, Cunningham?
Hey, what's up, man? Good morning, man. How y'all doing today?
Good morning, pal. What's up? What are you feeling this morning?
I'm all right, man. I'm feeling good. One point I wanted to make about Jalen, man, is that Jalen nemesis is Patty Mahomes, man. That's who he worried about, man. If Patty make it to the Super Bowl because he beat him in the bowl, that's all we worry about. JD5 is good, but we ain't worried about him. And the other point I wanted to make is that the game changer of this game, I think Jalen's going to do his thing. We ain't got to worry about him, but it's going to be Jalen Carter and that mismatch right there. And he's a ball hog, man. You could tell, like, that time when he tried to go under when the quarterback tried to spike the ball and he tried to go under to get the ball, I never even seen the play even think about doing that. He's a ball hog. He's determined, and he's going to be the game changer. You can mark my words on that. But Jalen going to do what we need to do to get to the Super Bowl. And if Patty the Mahomes make it, he going to redeem himself. That's what I'm thinking, man.
Well, I like that. And I mean, Carter's a great, Cunningham, he's great. I mean, he keeps getting better and better and better.
And it's a mismatch, man. And he a ball hog. He determined, man. Like, that he's going to be the game changer, man. He's going to be the game changer. But Jalen going to do everything that he need to do on offense to get us where we need to be. And watch where we end up at, man. And watch when he shake that hand, man. He's going to be pointing at all the naysayers, man. So we ready to go, man. And I appreciate y'all. Thanks for the Eagles talk. But we on to the Super Bowl, man. And this is a good year for us, man. 2025, we're going to start this thing off right.
Love it, Cunningham. Good phone call. I mean, Hugh, he mentioned Jalen Carter there. If you were to make a list of the best players in this game, Saquon?
Most of them would be on the Eagles.
I agree. I would say if you do a list of 10, probably 6 or 7 would be Eagles, right?
Yes.
But if you do it like at the top, the first, you think Saquon first. Jaden Daniels is obviously near the top the way he's playing. But then Jalen Carter is right there. That's how good he is right
now. Yeah. He's a difference maker, Joe. He's a guy that you look at, and a lot of people feel like this week in particular, he could be a game wrecker. You know, with their guard being hurt and, you know, the quarterback being the big catalyst for what makes them successful, he could be a game wrecker this weekend.
Well, if you go back to the play that when the Eagles beat the Commanders in November, they had a 4th-and-2. And it was pretty makeable field goal range. The score was 12-10 to Eagles, so the Commanders could have tried to go up 13-12.
Mm-hmm.
And they went for the fourth down because they go for fourth downs. I mean, that's what we're going to see on Sunday. And Carter blew that play up. I think it was they ran to the right, and eventually Daniels got there, and Bond, I think, pushed him out of bounds. But the first pressure came from Jalen Carter right up the middle.
Let's game go. Wrecker.
He is a game wrecker, and he just gets better, and he plays every snap. He's been incredible. Joe on the cell is up next. What's up, Joe?
Oh, my God. I'm so frustrated. Listen to Kyle. Kyle, never say you're riding the D around a bunch of dudes again, please.
You know what?
Never
Shut up.
And here's something else, Kyle. If you're afraid, here's a quote from The Godfather. You cannot
like a man.
You hear that, Kyle?
I got a message for the defensive coordinator, Joe Nitwit. Tough talk from a wide receiver from Auburn with zero snaps in the NFL. Sit down. And here's my final message I want to send to Jalen Carter. I want you to taste the flesh of Jaden Daniels in your teeth and then tweet out what it tastes like. Go Birds!
Good phone call, Joe. He came right after Kyle.
Wait a minute.
He said, yeah.
Wait a minute. And Kyle started the music hella late. He upped the phone.
Well, I don't know if he was. I don't know if he had a whole thing in him.
So I'm trying to get him to keep going. I mean, he's the one that stopped.
No, he had bullet points. That's all. He came in with a few things to say.
He got mad because Kyle said he was riding the D.
I'm still riding the D. I'm moving off that.
The reaction, it's different being live when you say that. You see the people's faces. Tony in Fox Chase. What's up, Tony?
Happy Friday, road to victory.
Happy Friday, Tony. Tony, what's up, pal? What are you feeling?
I'm feeling very good. I'm feeling confident, and I'm going to tell you why. Here's some quotes that make me feel like we're going to the Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts, no excuses in, no excuses out. Barkley, we are one of the best offensive line and running teams, however it looks and whatever it takes. Jordan Mulata, I just want to apologize, but I couldn't give a flying sorry. I don't give a rat's with anyone outside this building. It's not going to help us win a championship. We got this.
Tony, I agree.
All right.
So you, yeah, that's
well,
it.
I didn't know if he had anything
he
else.
Had anything else left to say. That was
Tony,
it.
Tony, well, he said we got it. Yeah, I love that Mulata line. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit. All right, so here's what we got coming up in the next couple hours of the show. We will get to, as we do every Friday, Hugh, we'll get to guess the takes for championship weekend, a same-game parlay for this game. We got to talk about Saquon and how the Commanders are going to try to defend him. One's really been able to do it this season. But the way they might try to defend him, and that's a good thing for the Philadelphia Eagles. In the next hour as well, Nick Sirianni is going to speak. So Elliott just posted that the practice for the Eagles is going to start at 12:40 today. Sirianni is set to speak at around 12:10. We will carry that live for you. And, Hugh, there's going to be some very interesting questions and answers with this Sirianni press conference because Dallas Goedert and Cam Jurgens did not practice yesterday. How serious are those injuries? Will they practice today? Now, Sirianni was kind of – I thought he was intentionally vague yesterday because I believe he said yesterday they'll both be out there and then they didn't practice. Like –
but they were probably out there, probably taking mental reps.
Yeah, well, okay, that's mental fine. Reps. But when you say someone's out there, you kind of give off the idea they're going to practice.
Yeah, but because it's a little gamesman.
Yeah,
yeah.
But they have to put an injury report out.
Got to put some mental reps.
And we found out they didn't practice. Will they practice today? Hugh, quickly, who's more important, Jurgens or Goddard Sunday? Like, if one was going to be out, you can only choose one to be in.
One to be out, I would rather have Goddard.
In?
I would rather have Goddard out.
Oh, me too. I'd rather have Goddard out.
Yeah, I'd rather have Cam in.
I agree with you.
They're both going to play, though. But, yeah, if you had to make me choose between the two, I'd rather have Goddard out.
Yeah, we've seen the Eagles this year.
He ain't been out there all year.
Yeah, well, I mean, Goddard goes in and out, and their offense tends to still be pretty much the same. We really haven't seen them without Jurgens, and that has a ripple effect on the O-line. So, hopefully, good news today on Cam Jurgens. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Sirianni coming up. We got sweatshirts to give away. Jeffrey, greater than Josh. We got a lot to come on out. We're at McGurk's and Royers for their new location. It is the fight for February rally in Royersford. Midday show. Sirianni's press for coming up and all your calls. Gut feeling on this huge football Friday right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The action is heating up this playoff season at ESPN Bet Sportsbook. You can bet overs and unders and the point spread or player props like passing or rushing yards. New ESPN Bet Sportsbook customers get $10 to get $100 in bonus bets and unlock 30 days of ESPN Plus. Download the app and sign up with promo code Radio100 to get started today. Odds and lines subject to change. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.